Thank you.
Now let us take the committee of 16, assuming there is such a thing, and they are back from many experiences. They may not be trying to set up a structure on this globe for God of purity, but neither do they want the destruction, not even of the nation. Everybody with me so far? So you've got a standoff. You are coming right up to the confrontation of the time at hand, the evolvement. And you take out Kobe, Japan, and you are going to get a Ukrainian earthquake. Now, do you think they were really trying to hurt the ones who dug oil in the Ukraine? Or are you trying to get at the Russians? You see, we have the black nobility, the white nobility, the black Russian, the white Russian, and it has nothing to do with skin. The black nobility came into France with the Khazarians after the revolution, and they bought up all the castles and they became the royalty. Do you see? They were doing it to Germany. They were the ones doing it and took over the German government and did to the people. And right now, this week, it breaks through again. The Holocaust could not have been. They are in a stalemate over Auschwitz. The gas chambers were reconstructed for the tourists. And there are so many flaws in it that they are now having this horrendous problem. Do we rebuild them correctly, or do we just lie when the tourists come and hope they don't catch on? I'm serious. I am not joshing.
Vander?
Yes.
Can I interrupt here for just a second? You just reminded me of something.
After you mentioned a couple weeks ago that the what was really behind the scuffle between the Jews and the Mormons, and that is to remind people that the Mormons are such good bean counters at genealogy that they were inadvertently proving that the Holocaust couldn't have happened. I happen to run into a few of my neighbors up the street who are Mormons, and by the oddest of coincidences, he told me that he and his wife were involved in calculating genealogy and computing and whatever they do, entering the names for the whatever they call that, the dead that they baptize. And I just slyly brought up the point. I said, well, what do you think happened in the case of the Jewish people? He says, well, I don't know. He says, that's really strange, because I talked to my boss and he said that it was so odd that this would happen. You know, we were going along minding our own business, doing just fine all these years, and now all of a sudden the Jews were accusing us of this. I said, well, how about the following? And I told him what the commander had shared with us, and it was as if a whole bunch of lights had gone off in his head. And he says, well, you know, that reminds me so-and-so from the ADL came by and had talked about something or other with the bosses high up the ladder. Anyway, there was a great deal of acceptance and confirmation and even looking at me askance that I would be able to solve a problem for Mormon current Mormon politics because of what Commander had said on the Holocaust.
Thank you. These are the kinds of things we need confirmed, because it looks like we're up here being bigots. I'm not interested in pulling anything down. And if the churches would function for what as a social group, I could bless that. But I'm not going to change truth into the lie to cover for them further. I thought it delightful in Utah that a young man graduating and smart enough to be valedictorian after the edict came down from the Jews that they could not even sing a song that referred in any way to God or hereafter. That came down. And we will punish you as a school if you allow that to take place. And this young man gets up to do his speech. He is the valedictorian with a 4-point average, I believe. He was perfection. He was an athlete. He was every parent's dream of a child, and then he became the dream of God. He got up there, and he did his speech, and then he said, "I would like to lead you in song." And all those kids had gotten together, including the choir, and he started on a spiritual song. And that school nearly went berserk. That principal was up grabbing him and pushing him off that stage. And the choir kept singing. Your kids are here to lead you home. You better listen to them. Do we think that they will discipline that principal? Oh, yes, indeed. It'll just stink to high heavens like the rest of the dead rot. But it'll be an evening that those kids will never forget. That they took a stand for what was right. And somebody was willing to risk his literal career just beginning to make that statement. That was better than 2,500 coming in with Uzi machine guns to take back their right to sing. Those are the statements that need to be made. And these are the statements that we're just waiting offshore to watch and see what will be made. There are two or three of these factions that would destroy this world to get their way. They stand right on the brink of firing their missiles. And whether or not anything happens at Palm Springs is going to revolve around what they decide to do, and who decides to back off, and who decides to honor their commitment. How long would I hold Palm Springs? Not very long. Just until they honor their commitment to me, if it comes right down to it. Because this white Russian element has control of the cosmospheres. And there are two elements against each other, ready to blow the faults. And that will bring part of the banking back over to New York, and then they plan to take out New York in the full the New Madrid fault. You are going to have these major changes in the topography of the United States of America before 2001 if you continue like this. Because we're not going to stop it. My enemies are in those cities too. The majority of my enemies are in those cities. And the rest are hiding out in places like the mountain in Switzerland. And they better be making up their minds pretty quickly. They've met what I needed. They better carry through with it. And so would Mr. Jackson. Because Mr. Jackson is not going to be a good one to put in the middle. He's going to be a basket case if they foul him up. And I'm going to make sure that he is if he tries to foul me up. So all of these things go on, and they're not your problem. Believe it or not, these are not your problems. These are mine. This is in the realm beyond your problems. You cannot handle it all. I don't expect you to handle it all. I don't even want you to want to handle it all. Do I want you just to sit and wait? I certainly do not. I'm sick of sitting and waiting. We have to keep going. And we keep going as if we get nothing. And that's why Dorma is worn out. No matter how much you produce, no matter how much you write, you're going farther and farther and farther behind. And not only that, you're getting called a crook, a liar, and a cheat. While the crooks, liars, and cheats are stripping you of everything that you are, including your energy. You will not be given more than you can bear. And bound together, you can bear a hell of a lot. And if it all falls apart, I would not put my people through it. It isn't worth it. They've already earned their stars. You've already earned yours. Why would you have to pay more and more and more and more while one's dink with you? I'm tired of being dinked around. I think you gentlemen call it jerked around. I'm sick and tired of it. And when it begins to hit so close to home, when we need to be functioning and looking at other things, let us just for one moment think in positive terms, if left alone. What do you add to gasoline, for instance? You refine it, and what do you add to it to give it high octane?
You refine it more.
You used to add lead.
But lead will come out.
Toxic.
How in the world can lead come out and be toxic? Get with it. If you add lead to make a higher octane, it is going to make it more combustible and is going to disperse it. Now, you tell me how you're going to get from that cylinder, that piston action, explode it, and then you're going to pollute the world with lead to the point that you can't have gas that runs in your car. Now, let's just cast that aside as being bullshit, number one. But if you are coming away from the carbon-based fuels, and I'm talking about your dinosaurs rotted or whatever in the hell you think happened, it's that old commodity energy, isn't it, that controls the world. Energy, money. If we start working on an alternative fuel, down with you. And yet let's think about it. If you're working on a catalytic reaction that only produces water after it has been combusted, what have you done? You have basically catalyzed, or you've done something that has constructed a nothing or a harmless ion and water, or you will be catching something which will be called battery acid, maybe, and distill water out your rear end pipe. Well, with a lot less collection capacity than needed for your catalytic converters, you can hold the battery acid, recycle it through your battery, and literally collect a storage place for more energy. But no, we don't do that. We take our platinum and our rhodium and we put big expensive gadgets to make your car not run, to clean up what's in the filth of the gasoline. You're not going to be able to have this fuel. But I have some reasons for needing some fuel. And EJ's been working with me pretty closely, and he comes up with something that suddenly is not grayish, blackish, oxysol looking. He had used a different type of carbon. It was heavy. Hot dog, he's going to do it. He's going to do it, so help me, he's going to do it. And he did it. He washed it. He put it in there. I got the most beautiful red color solution. And then he threw it out. Well, you can't feed that to people. If it's iron, it's going to enhance everybody. Boy, man, we're in the clover. But if it's mercury, people are going to get a headache. Or their teeth are going to hurt or something, you know. Unfortunately, they don't. You know, that's the trouble. With mercury silver fillings, they don't fall out. They stay in there. Why? Because mercury is so toxic, it kills the bacteria that would ordinarily eat your tooth. And nobody seems to think about it. Well, why do they put mercury with silver? To drive you nuts. It'll kill your brain. It'll kill your body. It's toxic. But it also kills the bugs in your tooth. So the dentist has done a real good job, man. That filling doesn't fall out for half your life. And then when it does, you're going to find that, uh-oh, tooth is lost underneath filling. So it's a real catch-22. I'm not arguing that point. But if I'm working on the basis of catalytic conversion for electromagnetic field, I've got to have iron. I have to have something that is magnetically, naturally inclined to do something. And I can't get through to you ones enough to say, go do this, 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 and this. I want this, this, and this result. Because that's published everywhere. So you're going to make some, quote, blunders. Never throw out a blunder, man. Because now he's got to go do it again.
Should be easier this time.
And that's why I'm going to be ticked off, man. I am going to be a wretched wreck if that shipment of black boxes goes back to China. You need them. And yet we need $100,000 to hold them. And we worked at it all day yesterday. And yet I am tired of fiddling around with ones who only want money. Well, I have been stung so many times that I cannot run this risk. Well, then up yours, because we have been stung more. And if I have to, I will rebuild the box. I would simply like you to get credit for whatever you did. Well, I don't believe in ETs. Well, I don't believe in people. And I think Nikola Tesla's pretty good with his work. I don't think he'll hide this from Dr. Young too long. I do believe that Dr. Young will have integrity enough to keep his damn mouth shut. That's what I expect of all of you. And I better get off this podium before my language gets bad and I'll think I'm with my guys in the locker room. Which happens occasionally, recently. But we all understood each other, didn't we? Wasn't anybody in that room didn't understand exactly what I said. You want God to be some perfection up there, well, fine. Leave him up there. Get him as far away from you as you can. So he can be perfect. And then you weed out all of his hosts who come and even remotely act like you, and you won't have anybody left except the Khazarian elite to eat you alive.
That's not funny, John.
We'd be a little too tough for him.
Don't we wish? Let's have cake. And then I think, because Al didn't record the program, we don't have it. But Zita was on the ball and she recorded sightings, and I don't know, the word came that 7 o'clock sightings. Well, I have bad news for you. Unless they've changed the schedule, it's on at 6, and I don't know if you can make it home in time. And I know that Ed won't get the channel. So why don't we just watch sightings that she recorded here, and then I'd like to hear Rick's tape, and then we can go home in this wonderful, exciting experience of living. And we'll try to do it in time so that little Billy Mackaw doesn't bite Mama again. They come home late and the birds are irritated. So let's eat cake. Salut.
Hallelujah.